Mondays with Mo, our weekly conversation with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. And Mo, I was kind of thinking back to your time with the Cardinals and trying to figure out if you have had a busier camp in terms of the business side of things. And you were able to extend Jose Martinez. You then extend Miles Michaelis, and then you extend Paul Goldschmidt. Has there been a busier camp for John Mozeliak in terms of trying to extend players and the contract side of a spring training for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Well, I have not thought about that question in that particular regard, but you know, I think every spring there's nuances that are taking your time or demanding of your time. And, you know, there have been in the past springs where we've, you know, extended somebody like Yachty. I think back to some earlier camps where, you know, we're signing a free agent late in March. But, you know, this year it was sort of, I think, like the way I would think about this past off season was we made it very clear that we wanted to play this season for 2019. And then once we got to camp and we realized, look, we have a good thing going here, it became like, well, how do we keep that going? And in other words, you know, we engaged in discussions and negotiations on multiple fronts. And you know, as we did the Jose Martinez, the Michaelis deal, and then fortunately enough to get the opportunity to extend Paul Goldschmidt, all of these things worked in a way that fit the overall narrative of what we want this organization to be about, and that is long-term success, sustained success. And so as we entered camp, it was clearly about 2019. As we leave camp, it's still clearly about 2019, but now we have some pieces in place to really complement our long-term vision.
How did you feel that the camp went overall? How did you feel about spring training 2019?
Well, I thought camp was great. I would probably say that almost every year when someone asks me that question, because I don't want to insult anybody or take something away from how hard people work. But there's no doubt this camp was different than in years past, and I think it's really a compliment to Mike Schilt and his staff. And you think about the intentionality of their off season, it really, I think, made for a quite a smooth and efficient and effective spring training. And, you know, for that, I applaud them. And for that, I think you're going to see this team hitting its stride at the right time.
When you look at Mike and how he ran the camp, I'm asked about it all the time. Like, what stands out about Mike Schilt and running a camp? So I'll ask you, what stands out about a Mike Schilt run major league camp for you, John?
Well, again, I would use words like intentional and purposeful. Everything we were doing on any given day was to improve some part of our game. And so it wasn't just business as usual. It wasn't just roll out the balls and bats and let's check today off as another day of work. It was very specific. It was driven organically on the needs of the really the DNA of the team, if you will. And so as things started to show themselves, whether they were positive or negative, we could really focus and drill down on what we needed to do to improve in those areas. And I think that strategy and that approach was you know, incredibly effective. And so, you know, it's something that will continue to take time to even become more ingrained in this organization. But there's no doubt that Schilty, Marmol, from Mad Dog to Jeff Albert, they had a plan and they got to see that it was working. And, you know, I think a lot of people were coming up to me saying, well, it doesn't seem any different, or it looks frustrating where we're not hitting. And, you know, what I say to them is, you know, it might not look like it to you, but what we are doing and how we're going about it is going to make everybody else better.
You can't or maybe you do, imagine the excitement of fans, because I hear it so much from fans about Goldschmidt and already now being signed. And you've talked about it, you know, pulling back the curtain in these interviews a little bit and giving the fans the insight about how some of the things move with the Cardinals. So if you can, without giving away maybe too many trade secrets here in your industry, how did it all come about with Paul Goldschmidt and the marriage coming together here with the St. Louis Cardinals?
Well, you know, first off, you got to go back to December 7th when we made that, when we would finalize that trade. And at the time, you know, sometimes when you make these kind of deals, you get a 72-hour window to try to extend. This deal was so fragile at that point that, you know, I wasn't going to mess with that request because I just felt like it would have just crashed. So do the deal, boom, we're excited, we move on. You know, then the lingering question, and I think you would agree that it was something that we heard about all offseason after that deal, was, well, will the Cardinals be able to sign Paul Goldschmidt? And in a way, that's kind of a silly question, right? Because, of course, there's always the ability to do it, but does it make sense long-term and is it in the best interest of the organization? But having said that, we get to camp. And my strategy all along, and you know, I think I've been very clear about this, was I wanted him to get to St. Louis, fall in love with the city, and want to stay in St. Louis. But interesting enough, he got to Jupiter, liked Jupiter, liked what he was seeing around our club, and I was speaking with his agent, Casey Close, early on, and, you know, we both weren't sure of the best way to do this. And so we let a little time come and go, and then a few weeks back, I was sitting there having coffee outside the food room there, and I pulled Paul aside, and I just said, you know, is this something you want to try? And I say that, and I share that with you because, you know, if you're building a partnership or a relationship, the worst thing you want to do is get off on the wrong foot. In other words, you know, we're always open for business. You've heard me say that before. You know, so negotiating deals or trying to do deals is something that, you know, there is really no like timetable I put on those. But I didn't want it to be where we decide, okay, we're going to try this, and then we don't like direction where it's going on either side. And all of a sudden the relationship is scarred or damaged moving into the season. And that just makes for an awkward time. So I just asked him simply, oh, look, you know, do you want to try to do something? And if so, I will engage. But let's both be big boys about it. We know this doesn't work, then no hard feelings. And he was like, yep, got it, good, you know, make the call. And so subsequently, those conversations began, and, you know, here we are. And I think it's one of those types of deals, too, that you know, I think both sides are appreciative of it. We understand the impact for the Cardinals and what it means long-term. And I think, really, in Paul's case, it's a leap of faith that he likes what he sees in our farm system. He likes what he sees going on at the major league level, and he's ready to embrace St. Louis. And me, all of those things are great message points, and I'm excited that we are where we are today versus where we were a month ago.
Mo, how do you figure out the numbers? Do you get with the analytics department and then start saying, okay, guys, come up with a bunch of different scenarios and comps, and you have your numbers, and Gersh has his numbers, and then Casey Close has his numbers. How does that all kind of come together to figure out exactly where you ultimately come up with a contract for any player?
I think our numbers are our numbers. Now, you know, outside people are not always going to agree with how we do our evaluations. But even if you take sort of public information that's out there, you can reverse engineer pretty quickly these types of deals. And, you know, when you ask about comps are tough in regards to taking someone that's a, you know, you're taking their current age, who you're comparing them to, you know, doing it position player by position player, corner by corner, all of those nuances, I do agree, factor in. But in this particular case, there was a goal, I think, that they had in mind that what they wanted to do, and we had a goal of what we could possibly do. And was it exactly the same? Of course not. But that's why you negotiate, and that's why you get to where we got. And I think overall, when I look back at this negotiation, this process, it was one that it worked. You know, it could have gotten much more tense, and it didn't. And so grateful that we are where we are.
It's an awesome signing. Let's talk a little bit about the roster construction. One lefty in the bullpen going into Milwaukee. It's interesting when you got guys like, obviously, Yelich and Shaw and Moustakas and some others. Tell me a little bit about that, going in with one lefty in your bullpen starting the season.
Well, I think that the biggest decision maker on that was one, with Reyes stepping up and looking as good as he has, because our confidence with him getting left or right out is very high. Same with Hicks, same with Miller. So if you're sort of looking to shorten the game, depending on who you're facing and when, you can look 7, 8, 9 pretty confidently with any mix of those three. And then, you know, ultimately, we didn't really have an outlier on the right-hand relievers that were just not good at getting lefties out. And when you look at where our left-handed relief core was as we concluded camp, we just weren't having quite the success we were hoping for. Look, I think Webb and Gomber are going to play into our mix at some point, no doubt about it. But I also think, you know, Shreve not throwing strikes this spring, it hurt him. And so ultimately we had to make a decision, and that's what we went with.
And then how about just an injury update on a couple of guys? Jed Jerko, and then where are you at right now with Carlos Martinez? And I know you're busy, and we'll let you go.
You know, Jed's stayed back in Jupiter with Matt Carpenter, actually, and they're both just getting as many at-bats as they can this week. Obviously, our hope for Carp is still to be on the opening day roster and active. Jed will probably be anywhere from 4 days to maybe a week behind that, just because he missed so much time. And then Carlos's throwing program will continue down in Jupiter this week. He'll return to St. Louis and work with our in-house PTs as he progresses. So I think the best way to look at Carlos might be in about 2 weeks we revisit it and see where he's at with his program and have a much better idea of timetable and role.
Mo, as always, thank you, and good luck on opening day and this weekend, and we'll catch up next Monday. Thanks so much.
That sounds good. Thank you.